welcome to the Beast Game Podcast. And last week, AT&T shocked the world. So they had been doing a lot of cost-cutting measures with Warner Brothers closing down different divisions. They had a lot of internet companies that were related to Warner Brothers that they were closing down. And then scaling back on some of the comic stuff and also the movies. So also some of that argument about release the Snyder Cut, but Warner Brothers really didn't want to invest in that. AT&T decided to sell off Warner Brothers to Discovery Networks. So now you're getting Discovery Networks, Food Network, Travel Channel, and Zack Snyder movies. And it's just this weird pairing where a lot of companies have started investing money into streaming services, whether it be Disney, you have NBC Universal, Peacock, you have Paramount Viacom with Paramount Plus, and then AT&T slides themselves in with Warner Brothers for HBO Max. And the main problem is that when you have these streaming services, the reason why Netflix succeed is because Netflix has bloat. The reason why Hulu succeeds is because Hulu has bloat. They have good stuff, they have bad stuff. They have a lot of bad stuff. But with all these up-and-coming services or these more recent services in the past 2-3 years trying to replicate Netflix's success, they fail because they don't have content. It's the reason why Disney bought Fox, because they needed content for Disney Plus. Otherwise, you only have Disney movies, Buena Vista movies to pull from. So, Big Mike, what's your thoughts on this AT&T Warner Brothers selling that to Discovery? Now it's Discovery Warner Brothers. And
I just don't understand the move. I get it from the point of you're trying to keep up with the new streaming service wave. I mean, clearly everything's going to go to that eventually. But I just don't understand the move. Like, it's like everything else. Like, you're trying to play catch up to something that you'll never catch up to, right?
Yeah.
Netflix has this on lock. Amazon, I guess I would put them like a close second.
I'd probably say Netflix, Amazon, Hulu. Disney is Hulu.
Kind of scooped them in the same package, but like, you're not going to catch up to them. And then you sold it to Discovery. What are we going to get? A Street Outlaws movie produced by Warner Brothers?
Yeah, it's like every time we're at a hotel, Street Outlaws is always on marathon.
Always. No matter what. And then you got Street Outlaws, what it's like, Memphis.
Yeah, Street Outlaws, Memphis.
Something else.
Texas.
Yeah, it's like the Fast and Furious of network television now. What really are you getting ready to stream other than Mika Mato shows, Street Outlaws, and like Gold Rush? I don't need a movie of that.
Yeah.
The move just doesn't make sense to me. And then what does that mean for Warner Brothers as far as film and all that? You going to start streaming your stuff on Discovery Channel or?
Yeah, and then the other thing is that Discovery really hasn't had a history of dealing with a movie company. Everything they've been doing is TV. I mean, if they do produce something, it is one of their made-for-TV movies that shows up on Discovery. But you're not talking about we're going to be releasing 30, 40 movies out of the year.
Who at Discovery is going to have input on The Matrix 4? What are they really bringing to the table? Shit ton of money to try to keep up with three companies you're never going to catch up to.
Yeah.
Netflix clearly has a formula. It works. They steadily bring out content all year. I don't know anybody that's called me and said, man, I'm getting rid of my Netflix account. Never heard it. Same thing with like Disney Plus and Hulu. You're not going to get rid of the Marvel stuff. You're not going to be able to beat Disney. Like, by the time it's all said and done, Disney's probably going to own you anyway. Amazon, we just found out today, is rumored that apparently we're talking about buying MGM.
Yeah.
And apparently the deal will be done by the end of the week for like $9 billion. So
that seems a little too much for MGM, but
I agree. But
I guess they're really buying the bond license and like the back catalog.
Yeah. I mean, but when you're Jeff Bezos, $9 billion is what? $9 to him at this point?
Yeah. I just want my Amazon Prime stuff to actually show up on time and not every Wednesday. Like, everything just to get pushed to Wednesday. Like, I don't understand. Like, it used to be 2 days. Now it's like, if you order it, it will come on Wednesday.
Like I said, Warner Brothers is struggling already as it was. The movies that I've watched on HBO Max that have come out outside of Snyder Cut are not movies that I think I would have gone to see in the theater. Like, I've been pleased with them on HBO Max because of the fact that I didn't have to spend money in a movie theater to see them.
Yeah. And like even before that, they had that, what was it, like just a DC comic channel? Like when it was just like the Titans and a couple other shows.
That, and that wasn't even doing well.
Yeah. And then they all got rolled into the Warner stuff and then HBO Max. And it's just like, what is the strategy? What is the plan? And obviously some of that was just the failing of AT&T. That AT&T did not have a clear vision. But in 3 years, you offload the thing that you paid a ton of money for in order just to say, we're just going to push 5G. So it kind of makes that same thing with Verizon. Verizon paid a lot of money for a couple of legacy internet companies, Yahoo, AOL, only to sell them a couple of years later. So it's like, what are you trying to do? Comcast, NBC, Universal, they also rolled into the WWE Network, into Peacock, just because you need content. You just can't have whatever terrible TV shows that you're producing, one out of 10 gems, your back catalog of movies, because your back catalog of movies are on other services. So
and you need to come out the gate with content. That's one thing I think a lot of these companies don't realize is you can't come out the gate with just like one or two things thinking that that's going to work. Like you have to come out the gate at this point with a shit ton of content ready to go.
And
like, why am I spending my money to get your streaming service? I mean, truthfully, I don't need it.
Has become somewhat similar to the music side of things where we're old enough to remember CDs. And then it turned into downloads, then turned into streaming. And the idea of paying for maybe $12 for a CD is insane now. It's like, I just want to go to Apple Music, YouTube Music, Amazon Music, Spotify, Pandora, listen to your album. I'm not going to sit there and pay for it. I'm not going to sit there and wait. Even with those, if you didn't have all those contracts lined up, all the rights to the music lined up, those services fail. I mean, Apple almost failed with Apple Music, the first iteration of it, until they bought Beats Music, which had all that stuff. And now you have Tidal, which two times I've had it, it was okay, but I have all the other music services.
I keep hearing Tidal has good content as far as like different playlists and stuff that they curate, and I think it's something about the sound quality and blah, blah, blah. I've never actually even done a free trial to even check it out. I just know Jay sold very subsizable portion of it to Jack Dorsey over at Twitter, and he's going to sit on, and Jay-Z's going to sit on the board of Square now. I mean, that's a totally different conversation because I have theories on why he's selling stuff now, but I just found that interesting. Is it that Tidal was not doing as well as expected, or is it that he's got Tidal to where, as far as he feels like he could take it, and he needed another mind sort of to come in and figure out how to take it further? Because at some point, like, what else can you do with it? It's just a streaming service.
Tidal is in a very bad position. Again, you have Apple, Amazon, Google, Spotify. Those aren't going to change. It's always going to be Apple, likely as number one, but number two and number three will swap occasionally between Spotify, Google, Spotify, Amazon.
Yeah.
That fifth slot, I mean, there's other music services out there, but it's likely going to be Pandora. Tidal just has contracts, not enough user signups. And what you need to do with a lot of these music services is recurring subscriptions that, hey, share your subscription with a friend. Your friend signs up for Tidal, but you're not going to do that because you'll just go to all the other major services. So it just becomes bringing us back to the TV streaming or movie streaming stuff. It's going to be Netflix. It's going to be Amazon. It's going to be Disney. Who's fighting over all the scraps? And you can probably understand that maybe in another, I would probably say in another 3 years, Peacock or whatever iteration of.
Yeah, I was just going to say Peacock. I was going to say, why would anybody want that network?
Yeah, to watch Friends and Seinfeld, which already comes on syndication. So it's not too much other stuff that you're going to want. I mean, you're going to sit there and watch the A&E History Channel, Pawn Stars all over again for the umpteenth billion time. Like, I'm not going to sit there and pay for that. And even with Discovery, they already had all these subsequent services. It was already like Travel Plus and then Food Network Plus as separate services that you'd be paying $7.99, $9.99 for, only for all that now to be wrapped up into Discovery Plus. And now with the Warner stuff, that doesn't entice me. And I wonder if they're going to continue on with that. We're going to release all our major movies on streaming, which I probably doubt, because things are turning with the coronavirus. And
yeah, things are going back to normal.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Sixers had about 11,000 people in the arena this past weekend. So
yeah, I've been getting emails left and right from movie theaters. Everybody's opening back up, and different protocols is in place now.
Yeah,
football. So, they already said stadiums are going to be at full capacity when the season starts. So
yeah, so things are back on now with theaters and
restaurants.
Yeah,
sporting events. Eventually, they'll start announcing concerts again. I mean, I already seen tours for 2022, but you know, I wouldn't be surprised the next month or two you get word that somebody's going to do a show by the end of the year. I'm sure. So,
I mean, the key thing with all this stuff is, who wants to be number four, number five? Like, you would want to be number three, but you don't want to be the outlier service of like things like Vudu.
Right. Like, you'll never crack top three either, because financially you can't even keep up with Netflix, Amazon, or Disney.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. If somebody wants to sell something, a movie, a property, anything, Discovery and Warner, y'all are not going to be able to be able to check that any of the three of them can write.
Yeah.
So it's just a constant battle for nothing. And y'all won't even get over above Apple TV, probably.
I don't have Apple TV, but I mean, I see commercials about shows and movies that they have on there. Even if Apple was struggling in that sector, what do you think is going to happen to Warner Brothers? That was already mismanaged. It was mismanaged before AT&T bought them, mismanaged while AT&T had them. I mean, obviously, this all goes back to AOL, Time Warner, which was already mismanaged. If AT&T, a large media company, where it was, again, a different gold rush, that now we all had to buy different services because Comcast got Universal, and that just shook up the landscape. Now all these internet companies had to buy companies, movie companies, media companies. And just turned into, how can at least three iterations of the company be mismanaged?
Just poor executives in place.
Yeah, and HBO has good content. That and some of the Warner Brothers movies are probably the only interesting things about anything Warner Brothers. If it wasn't for Game of Thrones and or things like The Wire, things like The Sopranos, HBO probably wouldn't be doing that well. I mean, nobody's sitting there waiting for a movie that left the theater to come on HBO. Nobody does that any longer.
Right. This ain't back in the day.
Yeah. So, I mean, that whole 2021, let's put our lineup on streaming, was last effort on AT&T's part to try to turn HBO Max profitable. That did not work. I mean, that was the last gas. They pissed off Hollywood, pissed off directors, pissed off producers. It's like, what are you doing? And then getting to the comic side of things, that they had been looking to sell DC Comics. That, what does Discovery know about print media aside from the Food Network magazine? I think Discovery has a magazine. So what are they going to do when they're going to be asking like $10 for a comic book that's only going to sell a couple of thousand copies? But are they going to sell DC Comics?
And that's the rumor. I know film-wise, on the film side, that's the rumor that they're going to sell DC Comics film division to Disney and have Kevin Feige run it. Like I said earlier.
Have Kathleen Kennedy run it.
I'm very split on that. There's one piece of me that's like, I would not mind that happening, only because I trust Feige to take DC Comics, create a very cohesive universe the same way he's done with Marvel for DC. The issue that I have is, DC has always been darker than Marvel, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And they translated that into their film.
Yeah.
And thus, if you get sold to Disney, you're not getting that anymore. Right? Like, Disney's not going to have the Joker beat the shit out Robin with a fucking crowbar. You're not going to have that happen. It's not going to exist. He may punch him a couple times, and you won't see any blood splatter hardly, but, like, you're not going to get what you're supposed to get. And to me, that's a disservice. That serves no purpose to me. And that's why I would be like, nah, I don't want that to happen.
And like I would probably say that for Disney, it does not make sense to own DC Comics. Because at that point, you're fighting against yourself in box office that you're at least going to have, looking at Marvel, you probably have about 6 comic book movies coming out. And that's just not even talking about just the regular movies that they put out. And then another 4 to 5 movies you're competing against yourself, saturating the market with comic book movies. I'll probably go see Black Widow before I go see Aquaman 2.
Facts. Like, yeah, if you put those two out on the same day, I promise Black Widow's going to make more money than Aquaman. Like, let's just keep it real.
Yeah, or Suicide Squad. That new Suicide Squad movie still hasn't come out. And I think they also... Again,
another thing, I'm happy it's going straight to streaming service, because while I trust James Gunn, I see these movies in theaters, I see me being highly disappointed that I went in the theater to see that shit.
Yeah, and...
it's fine on the streaming service. I can pause and walk away if I don't like it.
And again, with Discovery, the one thing, if they maintain the Warner movie line, the DC Comics movie line, those budgets are going to kill them. I mean, you can't spend $200 million on a movie and have minimal return. I mean, it has happened recently, and it has happened just because of the coronavirus that, I mean, a lot of these budgets got inflated before then. The movie didn't come out, did not generate any money, and now you're likely going to get maybe like a $30 million opening weekend when it should be 100 something, or at least 90. Be conservative. So that is going to destroy Discovery, which means that they need to offload that stuff now. Keep TV stuff, keep CNN, TBS, and no, people were employees of those companies were pissed off that they thought AT&T was in it for the long haul, because just 3 years ago they had bought all those companies and then spent all that stuff off. So like now Discovery really has a monopoly on TV, and it's basically Discovery, NBC, Universal, and Viacom. Most of the cable stuff now. I don't know if selling the DC Comics makes sense to Disney. And we were just talking about Amazon.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think Disney's the one that should buy it. I think Amazon should go to DC Comics for real.
Yeah, because they have done...
the budget.
Yeah.
They already have the streaming service in place, and... who's Jeff Bezos trying to please as far as violence and content or whatever and stuff, not be like, whatever, he's going to do whatever he wants to do. So
yeah, they already have had movies out in the movie theater before, or at least Amazon produced movies out in the movie theater. So they understand media and content. So Netflix might make a play for that. Even they piss off Hollywood every now and then with, if our movie comes out first, why are you upset? Why can't we get awards for the movie at the end of the year because you guys are pissed off? I mean, it's just a lot of different variables with this Warner Brothers thing. Again, the movie side of stuff for Discovery just doesn't make sense to me, because like I said, the budgets are going to kill Discovery. And
the only thing that I can think it could be is that, again, like, companies are sitting back looking at the success of Netflix, Amazon Prime, Hulu, Disney Plus, and looking at movies going, well, Marvel's got $1 billion movie every time. We can recreate that same thing. And it's like, no, again, you can't. Like, why are you not coming to the understanding and the realization that you're not going to be able to do what they did? This didn't happen overnight. Like I've said before, like, this is literally a 10-year process. So you're trying to make up a decade.
Yeah.
And like one deal in a year. It's not fucking possible.
And even when Netflix started this whole streaming thing, it was amazing at the time.
Yep.
To just sit at home, not have to worry about getting the DVD in the mail. You're just sitting there watching a movie, plain and simple. And then when it caught on, again, making an analogy to the music stuff, that nobody's going to go out to music store to buy music. People want the convenience of it, but when you have too many of these services, again, going back to the music, there's too many music services. And not to say that there shouldn't be choice, but I'm going to choose the place that has most content, has less restrictions on content, just easy to use. Netflix is easy to use. Amazon has Amazon Prime bundled with it. So, of course, I'm going to have that. Tend to use Google products, so I'm going to have at least some of the Google services, online services. So, I mean, even when Google attempted to do original content, that didn't last long. AT&T, one of the largest media companies in the U.S., can't make Warner Brothers work. How would Discovery try to even do that? Just all this consolidation of media to create just a handful of streaming services to realize that you can't compete with Netflix. Really trying to be the least used service after Netflix, Amazon, and Disney.
Basically.
So, it's not much else to say. I'm not going to get Peacock service.
No, at all. Saved by the Bell is not making me go subscribe to that.
Or Paramount Plus. Like, what are you going to call it? CBS All Access. Pick a name. Pick a name for the year. It'd be like Paramount All Access Plus something, something plus. I'm tired of anything plus. It could be like Netflix Plus. At some point, nobody's really watching a lot of broadcast TV. And then a lot of the streaming stuff, you're just going to fall back on all the standard, call them classic services, but the more ingrained services. When people have to go back to work, back in the office, they're going to say, did you watch this on Netflix? They're not going to say, did you watch this on Discovery Plus or HBO Max or HBO Max, maybe. I mean, it was somewhat popular.
I never meet one person who says they.
But it's going to be. Discovery. Did you watch this on Netflix? Did you watch this on Hulu? And did you watch this on Amazon?
Big mistake on their part, but hey, you know, pay my money, do what you do. It ain't gonna last long. I hate to say it, but it is what it is. It's just, I don't understand the move. I don't think it's good. And well, I don't know what the hell they're gonna do, but.
If you just had hired the Beast Gang, like Mike said.
You miss whatever shots you don't take. Hey, so yeah, all companies, that is an open invitation. You can hire the Beast Gang. And we can tell you this shit up front.
Big Mike put his street sense to work in the corporate world.
Man, I'm just saying, man.
Turn Warner Brothers into the trap house.
For whatever reason that nobody can seem to get DC Comics right, I could bet money on we could walk in the room and in a week have it in a far better direction than what the fuck they've been doing. I'm confident in that. I don't even think it'd take a week. I think we can be in a room about 2 days and get a list out literally A, B, C, D, this is what you should do. And you're good.
And for DC Comics to have Wonder Woman, Batman, and Superman. The three most iconic characters. And then after that, then after that, you would probably go to Spider-Man. But the three most iconic characters in history. In history.
Easily, too.
And then, like I said, if you look at the Marvel side, be Captain America, Spider-Man. Yep. And then the Hulk. And then maybe the X-Men characters, but
I was going to say, because I always throw Wolverine in the mix because yeah. I know plenty of people know at least Wolverine if they don't know nothing else.
Yeah, but you show the Superman symbol to someone in a less developed nation, they know what that is. You show the Batman symbol.
A baby can come out the womb and arguably point and go at Superman. Like, I'm just sorry. I mean, Cam Newton does a Superman celebration. Like, it's so many references to Superman, Batman, and Wonder Woman. How do you fail with these three characters? It is unfathomable. I'm sorry. You should not have your job still.
Yeah, and to have mismanaged the catalog of comics that Warner Brothers has in order to, one, try to serve a woke agenda. I mean, that's what some of this stuff is right now.
Yeah.
And then to just make poor decisions. Suicide Squad probably did not need to be made. The first
one. Did it once, he should not have gone back and done it again.
Wonder Woman 84 probably should not have been made.
Definitely should not have been made. That damn movie, man.
You have iconic characters. I mean, Green Lantern, they failed with that movie, but they could have done something. Now you just want to throw whatever race Superman, whatever random race that can't really decide who this person is as
another Duke. Poor decision.
Yeah. But you had an ethnic Green Lantern available for you that you chose not to use, that people identified with, that people understood. It wasn't just like, well, Warner Brothers just put out a comic book a year ago with different race, different gender Green Lantern. They already had established ones that they did not touch.
Here's the thing, is Zack Snyder showed a clip that he was shot with that Green Lantern. Again, I still look at that and go, how do you not continue this dude's vision after the Snyder cut? Like, and that's the easiest decision in the world.
That movie was still the most talked about movie this year. Even with stuff coming on the theaters, even with stuff coming on the streaming. Once people figured out that the Snyder Cut was actually real, it wasn't just scuttlebutt on the internet, the Snyder Cut came out. It's like, you can't ignore that press. But now I understand why they were trying to ignore it. It was like, we don't want to potentially mess up anybody putting in bids for Warner Brothers by saying we're going to greenlight a movie that they probably don't want. So, again, it's just complicated. And then you also have stuff like the CW for Discovery. Like, what are you going to do with that? If you're going to sell off DC Comics, are you selling off the CW because a lot of those shows are on that? So, yeah. Again, it's just decisions. Discovery probably had some due diligence in looking at this deal, but there's too many complexities to decide whether you're talking about streaming, whether you're talking about release movies in the movie theater, whether you're talking about TV, and then you're talking about budgets for all that stuff. Discovery is not making bank like that.
Also ego, right? Because CEOs and executives swear they know everything. I got to where I'm at because of ABC and all that. And part of this is probably just that we need a big splash moment. Like, we need the deal. That's just big news, but you can make a big splash and still fucking drown. You really
did. AT&T just did it.
You really think that's through all the way.
Yeah, AT&T just did it. They, 2018, it's like, oh, AT&T's buying HBO Max. They're going to pump all this money and build up HBO Max. And then if you have AT&T service somewhere, UVerse service, you'll probably get some free HBO Max. And then it just turns into, that was a waste of money. They were just burning through cash. News articles about AT&T trying to offload DC Comics. They're trying to reduce the number of books that they have out or series that they have out. Everybody's making these moves to graphic novels now, that because the graphic novels will probably be $15, $20 as opposed to $5.99 for a comic book. They're trying to guarantee all that stuff. I mean, Disney's doing it right now with Star Wars and some of the Marvel stuff. Again, even that doesn't make sense because people aren't really buying print media like that. Discovery, if you know what you're doing, please show us. Otherwise, Big Mike says, hi, the Beast Gang. Big Mike got the hood unlocked, so he knows something about business.